HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The US is doing everything to support India's frontline healthcare workers during the second wave of the coronavirus pandemic, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said. He said the US has already delivered tons of health supplies to India in the past few days. I should say just a word about the crisis facing our friends in India. We're moving urgently to support India's frontline healthcare workers. And three US Air Force C-5M Super Galaxies and a C-17 Globemaster III has already delivered many tons of critical supplies, Austin told reporters at a Pentagon news conference on Thursday. India and the European Union, EU, are expected to announce the resumption of the stalled free trade talks during the India-EU leaders' meeting on the 8th of May, two EU officials said on Thursday. The two sides will resume the talks after 8 years, and pick up from where they had left, one of two officials cited above told reporters during a virtual briefing from Brussels. While the emphasis was on bilateral ties, there was also a subtle reference to more robust cooperation between the two sides in view of the rise of an unpredictable China. The US has so far sent 6 planes carrying emergency supplies to India, which is battling one of its worst public health crises. The emergency supplies include 20,000 courses of remdesivir, 1,25,000 vials, to help treat critically ill patients, nearly 1,500 oxygen cylinders, which can be repeatedly refilled at local supply centers, and 1 million rapid diagnostic tests to quickly identify COVID-19 cases. The 6 planes, which have landed in just 6 days, also carried nearly 550 mobile oxygen concentrators that obtain oxygen from ambient air. These units have a lifespan of more than 5 years and can serve multiple patients at once, depending on their oxygen needs. The second wave of COVID-19 in India is a tragedy, US Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy has said, underlining the need for countries to help each other during the crisis. If COVID-19 has taught us anything, it's that we need each other to get through this pandemic. As a world, we need each other in terms of countries to step up to help make sure that the world has an adequate supply of vaccine, to ensure people have treatments available. Supply of PPE because of the threat of COVID in any part of the world is ultimately a threat to every country, Indian-American Murthy told a news channel in an interview. A medical flight which was on its way to Mumbai from Bagdogra with a coronavirus disease, COVID-19, patient on board made an emergency belly landing in Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport in Mumbai after a wheel of the aircraft separated from its body and fell on the ground at Nagpur Airport during takeoff after it had made a stop for refueling. Mumbai airport officials were seen spraying foam on the runway to prevent fire as the pilot made a belly landing and did not use the landing gear in the flight, an official familiar with the developments told Hyatt. There were no reports of any injuries or casualties. The flight was carrying 2 crew members, 1 relative and 1 doctor along with the COVID-19 patient.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Cricket Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
HT Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.